WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And we are broadcasting live today from the New Bedford Regional Airport. It is the very first day of Cape Air service from New Bedford to Boston and from Boston to New Bedford. And I'm actually going to be on the very first flight. So it takes off at 8:15 and I will be on that flight along with some other folks. I know City Councilor at Large Ian Abreu said he's going to be on there. And Kristen, who works here with me, is going to be on there. So we're going to capture lots of photos and maybe some video and be able to report back to you about what it's like to take the flight from New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford. It's about 15 minutes in the air. And all said and done, it's about a 35-minute flight gate to gate. Now, of course, that all depends on when you get to Boston, if they make you kind of fly around a little bit and wait to come in. But really, it's going to be a quick trip and a way to make it so that you can avoid driving. You can avoid parking in Boston. As we've been telling you, it's only $10 a day to park in New Bedford. So why go and pay 50, 60 bucks a day, even in the economy garage? Or what are some of the other affordable options? You're going to go pay 20 bucks a day to park in some hotel parking lot where you have no idea how safe your car is for the time that you're gone? Come on, 10 bucks a day right here in New Bedford, and you know that your car is protected here under surveillance. And then when you get back here, you only have to walk, I don't know, a couple of hundred feet from your car, from the airport to your car, as opposed to, you know, getting back to Logan and you're so tired from your trip and you're jet lagged and you're exhausted. And then you got to get on a shuttle and take that to the economy garage or, you know, wherever else it is you might have parked. And instead, your car is right there waiting for you. So it couldn't be any easier to fly out of New Bedford to fly to Boston. And this Cape Air service, I think, is going to take off. No pun intended. So we'll be on the first flight today and then the first flight back, which should really just be, you know, 35 minutes gate to gate, because usually it's pretty easy to land here in New Bedford. I got the opportunity to come here last week, or actually the week before last, and get a tour of the airport. Thanks to Mike Crane, the assistant airport director, he took us around and showed us all the different aspects of the airport, including how many times we saw planes coming and landing. It's a very busy airport. You don't realize that when you are, you know, just kind of driving around because you see the planes up there, but you're not thinking about exactly how much air traffic is coming out of here. But this is actually a very busy airport. A lot of private planes fly out of here. But then, you know, you've got the airlines that are going back and forth to the islands and to other places as well. So this is going to be a great new addition to that. And we'll be talking more about it throughout the course of the morning. Today, of course, we will also have 10 brand new cash codes for you as part of our Money Talks contest. So starting at 8 a.m., we'll have a different code for you every hour that you can enter on the WBSM app and on WBSM.com. I did notice that we had a few folks who were sending in those codes via app chat. That's not going to work. You can't send it in via the app chat option. You have to go to the page on the app that says Win Cash. So when you open up the WBSM app, you'll see a row of buttons in the middle. One will say, like, call us, listen live, podcast. So it all depends on how big your screen is and how many of those buttons show up. But the first one should be Win Cash. And so you want to be pressing that button and then go in there and enter in the code for that particular date and that particular hour. Otherwise, if you're just sending it to us in app chat, it's not an entry. We can't help you out. We can't put it in for you. It has to be you that enters it. So app chat goes to us. The code box on the WinCash page, on the Money Talks page, that goes to the contest. So you want to make sure that you're putting it in the right spot. Otherwise, it's just no, it won't register as an entry. If you have any questions about that, you can email me, tim@wbsm.com, and I'll be happy to walk you through it. We were doing well for the first week or so where we didn't have anybody entering it in on the app chat, but I noticed last week on Friday we started to get a bunch of those. So hopefully you're listening and hopefully you hear that. Otherwise, you know, you're going to miss out. So we have a lot of other things that we can discuss today as well. Like I said, I'm going to be getting on the plane at 8 a.m. So normally we would have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo on at 8 a.m. Now, instead, what we're going to do is we're going to have Council President Burgo, instead of being the guest, he's going to be the host. So he's going to take over at 8 o'clock. However, they are having a ceremony here at 7:30. Where they're going to have dignitaries, including the city council, here to inaugurate this new Cape Air to Boston service, New Bedford to Boston service. And as such, they may get kind of tied up in some of that stuff. They may get tied up in some of the photo ops and all that kind of stuff. And also, 8:15 is when the plane is going to take off. And you know how it goes. They might want to have the dignitaries up in the observation tower, you know, waving to people and all that kind of stuff and getting photos of that. So just in case Council President Burgo is not able to join us right at 8 o'clock, what I did is I put in a rebroadcast of our interview with South Coast Health regarding the upcoming Podkawa 5K. So more details on that. If Council President Burgo makes it down on time, producer extraordinaire Matt Barth will be here. He can just skip over that that audio that I put in there, and you'll go live with the council president. And if not, it gives him a little bit of a buffer of time to be able to get down here and take part in the broadcast. So that just is a heads up for you. And also, don't forget, too, Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now will be live from the airport all this morning as well. So by the time Chris comes down and he's on at 9 a.m., you know, some of the dignitaries that are still hanging around, they'll be able to jump on with Chris and talk about this with you as well. So the other thing that I wanted to make sure I mentioned right here at the top of the show is the horrific story that broke on Friday morning. We caught wind that there had been two people found unresponsive at 107 County Street in Rehoboth. Now, those of you who may remember the story from the disappearance of the pregnant teen, Kylie Montero, this is the property where her body was found buried. So this was the home of her boyfriend, Gregory Groom, who allegedly killed her and buried her body on the property. He has been charged with murder, and that case is ongoing, but two people were found unresponsive on the property, and one of the people died. And so the story originally, you know, the report that we had gotten in was that it looked like carbon monoxide poisoning because these folks were living in a van on that property. And it looked like it had been carbon monoxide that had killed them, which, you know, unfortunately, when people live in a vehicle, that can happen. It gets a little cold. They turn on the heat. And, you know, if the exhaust is coming back up into the vehicle, that could happen. Now, come to find out, we got some more. So that was the report that we got. We actually got the report that two people had passed away. So I reached out to the DA's office and the Rehoboth police to try to confirm. And when we finally did get word back from the DA's office, it was that one person was deceased. The other had been taken to the hospital. So it was a man and his wife. The man had passed away. The woman had been taken to the hospital, and she was in critical but stable condition. And as more details emerged, we got word on Saturday of the identity of the man who was killed. It was 54-year-old David Lunn, and his wife was a 48-year-old woman who has not been identified by the authorities. And yes, I know you can just go on social media and see, you know, who she was based on what other people are saying, but we have a responsibility here to only report official information, and if the DA's office is not identifying her, we would not be either. And whereas she has not passed away, whereas she is in critical but stable condition, that would not be something that would be identified usually. So in this particular case, the fire department came in and tested for the presence of carbon monoxide and did not detect any. So what does that mean? What happened? Well, according to the DA's office, they said that the investigation revealed a possible history of substance abuse by the parties. Of course, the body has been taken by the Office of the State Medical Examiner. So that the ME will be the one to actually make the determination as to what the cause of death was. But it seems like what this report from the DA's office is suggesting is that this might have been an overdose death. So interesting that both people were in, you know, were unconscious at the time, but it might have been, you know, and again, I don't want to speculate too much because we don't have word officially that it was an overdose. But if it was, you know, perhaps it was something that was more potent than they were expecting. Perhaps it was something that was laced with something else. But we will keep an eye on this story and get you more information as we get it. But it's probably going to take a few days for the ME's office to come down with a final determination as to what happened. So just a horrible story because, again, this is the same property where Kylie Montero's body was discovered. And apparently these people were living on the property in a van. What does that mean? You know, were they relatives? There's been some scuttlebutt on social media that they were relatives, but again, nothing confirmed of Gregory Groom, the man who was charged in Kylie Montero's death. So we will, again, keep an eye on this story, but you know as much as we know right now, and if anything else comes down, we'll let you know as soon as we can. Also, over the weekend, I got the chance to kind of, because I, you know, I had to come here and set up yesterday, and I had some stuff I had to do to get ready for this broadcast, so I didn't get a chance to see the Patriots game, but I saw the final score. I saw the beginning of the game. I saw the first half, and then I saw the final score, and I like that. That's certainly a positive step in the right direction, and now your Patriots are at 500. So does that mean that they could go on a run from here? Well, maybe, but we'll have to see where that goes. But the other sports news, and I'm sure this was something that people who were out there who were Celtics fans were expecting, but Al Horford, no longer a Celtic. Al Horford signs a contract. Well, he was a free agent anyway, but he signed a contract with the Golden State Warriors. And I was thinking about this morning as I was getting ready, and I said, you know, this feels different because, you know, when Ray Allen left to go to chase more championships in Miami, and people came down on him for that. But the Celtics, the big three of that era, they still had a window at that time. This doesn't feel like that. This feels more like, you know, everybody. This feels more like Robert Parrish moving on, you know, someone who gave their all, won a championship. With the Celtics, but brought them to the finals, and, you know, was somebody who really gave everything he had to this team in the two stints that he was here, and is now, you know, 39 years old and going on to try to win a couple of more rings. You really can't fault a guy like that, and I think you're going to see people root for Al, even though it's hard to get Celtics fans to root for the Warriors. But let's face it, we all know that this is not going to be the Celtics year. With Jason Tatum out, this is going to be a year of a lot of flux, but it doesn't mean that the Celtics still can't be competitive. Now the conversation's going to start because the season's right around the corner. Do you want the Celtics to be competitive? Do you want them to play well? Or do you want them to be the worst team in the league and get a great draft pick? Because if you have to have an upside to a season lost when you are supposed to be within when you're supposed to be a championship contending team, you know, you want to come back with a good draft pick. Now, the days of Red Auerbach being able to maneuver it so you can compete for a title and end up with a top pick, those days are, or even Danny Ainge kind of doing similar things, those days are over in the NBA these days. They push for a lot more parity than that. So I think you're going to see a down year for the Celtics. I think you're going to see them still try. I think you're going to see them end up maybe middle of the pack, maybe just miss the playoffs. But certainly building for whatever will happen when Jason Tatum comes back, because now it's the post-Al Horford era. All right, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available to you on the WBS. You know what? I can't do the open line voicemails now that I think about it, but I can do the app chat. So if you want to send in app chat messages, we can read those. But I can take your phone calls, even though I'm broadcasting here from the New Bedford Regional Airport. We can take your phone calls and talk that way as well. But I got to take my first break of the morning. We'll be back in just a few minutes again, broadcasting live here from the New Bedford Regional Airport on the first day of the Cape Air New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford route. We'll be right back.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
We were driving to the supermarket, and as we entered the parking lot, a car ran a stop sign and completely T-boned us. When I was first prescribed my prescription pain meds, there was nobody to tell me these have a really high potential for addiction. How can I be addicted? I get these from my doctor.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester. Arctic.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show. 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
All right, welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. And I just logged myself out of the computer that allows me to take phone calls. So until I can get someone to log that back in, we are kind of screwed on that end. But that's all right. We will try to get that up. I've texted one person that might be able to help us, and I'm going to put in a ticket with IT on the other side, and we'll see if we can get it going. But for right now, if you are trying to call in, that is the reason why you can't. All right. Let's go to the newsroom, though, now, because it's time to get an update on all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Shot at a Mormon church in Michigan. A convicted cop killer on FBI's most wanted list has died, and the world's healthiest food.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Well, they say two people are dead and eight others wounded after a shooting at a Michigan church. Grand Blanc Police Chief William Rain said the gunman, identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford, drove his vehicle through the front doors of a church and fired multiple rounds inside. It happened at the LDS Latter-day Saints Church yesterday morning in a small community about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police say the shooter also set the church on fire. There are likely to be more victims. Sanford was shot and killed by police in the parking lot of the church. Seven of the victims are in stable condition. President Trump is expected to meet with top congressional leaders today to try to avoid a government shutdown. GOP Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, all expected to meet with Trump in the Oval Office. Congress has just 2 days left to agree on a stopgap bill to keep the government fully funded past tomorrow. New York City Mayor Eric Adams throwing in the towel on his bid for re-election.
Adams announced his decision to drop out in a video message posted to social media.
The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
Recent weeks have seen speculation about job offers from the Trump administration. Adams' decision leaves a three-way race between Democratic frontrunner Zohran Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. I'm Larry Kofsky.
It's now confirmed the gunman who opened fire at the NFL's New York City headquarters earlier this year had CTE. The New York City Office of the Chief Medical Examiner said that it's confirmed Shame Tamura had CTE after a thorough assessment and extensive analysis by its neuropathology experts. Tamura killed four people in that July shooting. A well-known Manhattan financier is facing sex trafficking charges. Liz Warner reports.
Howard Rubin, a one-time money manager who made millions at Solomon Brothers and other Wall Street firms, was arrested Friday in Connecticut. He is charged with sex trafficking and transporting women across state lines for commercial sex acts. Prosecutors allege Rubin orchestrated the operation for more than a decade, participating in lurid sex acts at various hotels and even building a so-called sex dungeon inside a rented Manhattan penthouse. If convicted, he could face anywhere from a minimum of 15 years to life in prison.
Convicted cop killer and escapee Joanne Chesimard, who was on the FBI's most wanted list, has died in Cuba at the age of 78.
Cuba, the country that provided a safe haven for Joanne Chesimard after she shot and killed New Jersey State Trooper Warner Forster in cold blood back in 1973, announced her death from old age and health complications on Friday. They referred to the Black Liberation Army member as Assata Shakur. The New York-born fugitive is the godmother of Tupac Shakur. Governor Phil Murphy said New Jersey had worked with the State Department for years to bring Chesimard back to New Jersey to face justice. Now Murphy says he'll oppose any attempt to repatriate Chesimard's remains to the U.S. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
What is the world's healthiest food?
A study from William Patterson University in New Jersey, published with support from the CDC, has found the world's healthiest food. That food is the vegetable watercress. Researchers analyzed dozens of foods against 17 essential nutrients, including fiber, protein, and iron, and vitamins like C, E, and K. They found that 100 grams of watercress delivers 100% of the recommended daily intake. Watercress contains more vitamin C than oranges and lemons, and more calcium than milk. I'm Rob Martier.
The NFL will play more games in Brazil. On Friday, the league announced a new commitment to play at least 3 regular season games over 5 years in Rio de Janeiro. The first of those games will be played next year. The NFL played games in Sao Paulo last season, and this season, the teams and dates for next year's games will be announced at a later date.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots crushed the Carolina Panthers 42-13 yesterday, and the Sox over Detroit 4-3. And in the NBA, Al Horford leaving the Celtics, signing a multi-year deal with the Golden State Warriors.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 76. Still cloudy tonight, 54. More clouds tomorrow, 74. A few peaks of sun for Wednesday. Much cooler, though, only 60. 61 on Thursday with clouds and sun. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, welcome back. Tim Weisberg here, broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. It is the first day of the New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford flights from Cape Air. And we are going to be, well, I'm going to be getting on the very first flight coming up at 8:15. That's when it leaves. So we are going to be able to report back to you about what it's like to take that flight. But it's also my first time going on a plane that small. So every flight that I've ever been on, for the most part, has been, you know, your typical Airbus. My first flight was from Boston to L.A. That was my first time ever getting on a plane at 35 years old, going to be in the air for 6.5 hours. And my friend who was traveling with me was convinced I was going to freak out because he's like, aren't you afraid of heights? But it was fine. I loved it. I thought it was great. And we went through, like, some pretty bad turbulence, and he was super worried. He's like, are you okay? Are you sure? I'm like, this is great. This is fine. They're like, once you're up there, what are you going to do? You know? They know what they're doing. And then the only time I've taken a small plane was when I went from, I forget where I was, what airport I connected at, but I had to get to Toronto. And so they had us take a small plane to get over there. And then I've taken small planes from Detroit to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, but nothing the size of this plane. So when you're on this flight from Cape Air, you're going to feel like you're flying private, you know? You're going to feel like this is your own private plane. In fact, if you and the family, say you're all heading to Florida And, you know, that's what, five cars maybe for everybody together to all get together, and five cars that you got to park at Logan, and five people you got to get, you know, however many people that is you got to get up there. Well, you just don't bother. Just park here, $10 a day. You're in New Bedford. You can all get in one car. Take an Uber over to the airport, because that's only going to cost you a few bucks as opposed to taking one all the way to Boston. And then when you get here, you could have the whole plane to yourself. And then fly to Boston, and you've already gone through TSA screening, and you're already ready to just relax in the terminal and wait for your opportunity to board the next flight. So it's a beautiful thing. It's going to make your life a lot easier, and it's affordable too. It's going to typically be about $99 each way. Right now they're running a special for $79. And when you start to add up everything that you got to pay for, going to Boston, parking in Boston, or getting a ride to Boston, you start adding that all up, it's basically a wash, if not savings. So definitely consider that. You can go to capeair.com to start booking, but consider that as the way that you are going to get to Logan Airport from now on. The airport is starting to get busy. It's 6:39 here, so everybody's getting ready for this 8 a.m. flight, and we've got folks here who are TSA working here. This will be their first day working, although they've come in and done some test runs. We've got folks here from Cape Air, and we're going to have a bunch of dignitaries that are going to be coming through as well. The mayor is going to be here. City councilor is going to be here. The One South Coast Chamber is going to be here. So they're all going to take part in this special event. I got an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River. He says, good morning. I was able to stop by the New Bedford Airport yesterday evening. My son loves to visit the observation deck. I did walk into the airport to check out the TSA security scanner, and it looks really state-of-the-art. Pretty cool. It is, yeah. So from what they were telling us, there's only one other airport in Massachusetts that has one of these. These are the top of the line, and these are what they're hoping to roll out. But that right now, you know, there's only a few airports anywhere that have these. And what these are is these allow you to actually, you can actually hang on to your luggage. So instead of having to give your luggage to the people here at Cape Air, and then they do all the screening, and then they load it up, you can keep it with you. So it makes it go a lot faster. Now, I don't know what happens when you get to Boston, because somebody there is going to be taking your luggage off the Cape Air flight and probably bring it to your connection. But you get the chance to actually keep your luggage with you until you get to the plane, and then they're going to load it up in the plane. But you don't have to like sit here waiting and not have access to your stuff. And as someone who got trapped in an airport once, as somebody who got stuck in an airport sleeping there overnight because of a tornado, and all my medications were in my luggage that was loaded onto the plane, and they told everybody, well, you can go down to customer service and tell them that you need your luggage, and they'll go get it off the plane. And so we go down there, and you wait in line for over an hour. I waited over an hour in line to get up there for them to tell me, like, yeah, by the time we get it off of there and we get it back on, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's going to take us like 4 hours to get it off. And then it's, what? Never mind. And they're like, would you like a toiletry kit? So at least I had a comb and some toothpaste. Anyway. And I slept on the floor of the Detroit airport, which was, you know, not the most comfortable place to sleep. And this was August, and I woke up in the middle of the night freezing, just freezing, because the air conditioning was going. And I wake up to see an airport employee from one of the airlines just standing over me, and she puts a blanket over me. And I look up at her, and I was like, you're an angel. And then I just rolled over and went back to sleep. So, yeah, try not to ever have to sleep overnight in an airport if you can. And it's one thing when you can help it. It's another thing when it's, you know, where if it's your fault, it's another thing when it's not your fault. So I would love to tell you to call me at 508-996-0500, but I'm still waiting for somebody to get me back into that machine. So you'll just have to listen to me talk here this morning. You can send app chat messages, though, on the WBSM app. If you would like to send those in, I can read those on the air and respond. But we're working on, I put in a ticket with the IT folks. Who knows when they get up and when they're going to see that. And I also texted our guy who can do it, but he's off today. So he's probably thinking he can sleep in because nobody's going to bother him. But maybe he'll get that message and help us out. So otherwise, app chat's the way to go. And one of the stories that we can discuss this morning, too, we were talking before about the incident that happened in Rehoboth that was just... I mean, of how strange is it that someone dies on the same property where this pregnant teenager's body was found buried just a few weeks before. It's a very strange situation. It's a very strange story. And I don't know that there's more to it than what the DA's office has told us so far. You know, that these folks had a history of drug abuse, and maybe that's it. Maybe that's all there is to it. But it's still a very strange story either way. And again, we will let you know if we have more details. But as of right now, what we know is what's at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But there's also another story that people have been buzzing about on social media, and that's the idea of there being this storm of the century forming off the East Coast. That there's going to be a monster storm happening because a couple of storms are coming together. And if you check out the story at WBSM.com on the WBSM app, ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop, who gives us the weather here on the program and on WBSM, she explains that it's not exactly that. This is just a lot of internet hype. She says that we will be keeping an eye on these storm systems, but that it's probably not going to combine into becoming this storm of the century. So if you were starting to get worried about that, I wouldn't be. I was already looking at the forecast coming up for the Podkawa 5K on Sunday. Things are looking good for that. I was looking at the forecast for the P-52s and Devo Thursday night at Xfinity Center, because I'll be going to that. That looks okay as well. So I think we're going to be all right. All right, let me take our next break here. And for now, you can send me an app chat message on the WBSM app, and we'll be back in a few moments, broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth. I've loved and cared for rescue animals since I was a little girl growing up on a farm in Illinois. My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals for over 140 years. Adopting an animal in need can help save a life and add a new member to your family. Since 1981, American Humane has celebrated Adopt a Dog Month each October in an effort to help the estimated 3 to 4 million animals waiting in shelters every year to get the loving forever home that they deserve. I urge you to consider fostering or adopting a shelter pet and to support the noble mission of American Humane. Together, we can make a significant difference in the lives of these loving creatures. For more information, please check out AmericanHumane.org.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeier.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, you know, I took care of and adored, and she said to me, Dr. Kim, you know, will you remember me forever? Sorry, it's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. And don't call the airport because you can't call into the station. The phones, the computer disconnected me that allows me to take the phone calls remotely. So I can't get into the phone system. However, I can take app chat messages. I put in a ticket. I'm waiting for somebody to get the computer logged in for me. It's a super high security computer that I don't have the access to, so I got to put in a ticket to have somebody do it. But then once we get it, we should be able to take your phone calls. But until then, you can send those app chat messages on the WBSM app, And that's a great way to be able to communicate with us. I would tell you, too, you could use the open line voicemail, but it's just a little bit too much of a process to try to pull that audio off when I'm remote and not in the studio. So we will, of course, be taking that first flight at 8:15. You can come down to the airport and go up to the observation tower and see it off. At 7:30, they're going to have the ceremony with all the dignitaries that are going to be here, and that's going to be happening actually out on, what do they call it, the tarmac. That's going to be happening out there, so they're not going to let people out there, but you would be able to go up to the observation tower and see that too. But this is the first day of this service, so this is going to be a big deal. There's going to be a lot of people here who want to come and celebrate this, because again, you've got New Bedford connecting to Boston in yet another way. We've got the train coming in. And by the way, for those who keep saying, well, you know, the train, is that even going to be a success? Is that going to get shut down? No, I was actually coming home from bowling the other night, and I was going down Church Street, coming away from the bowling alley. And as I was going down Church Street, right? No, Nash Road. I was going down Nash Road, and the train was coming across. And this is probably a little after 9 o'clock at night. And the train was coming by, heading toward the New Bedford station. And I would say there was probably a good... All right, we are broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some more things. And we'll also have today's edition of the Gen X Files coming up in the next hour as well. And even though, you know, I'm remote, I'll tell you a secret. I went and I recorded it yesterday just to make sure that we had it ready, just in case there were any issues. But then, of course, we will also be getting on. I'll be getting on the plane at 8:15. So that's when Council President Shane Burgo normally comes on with us in the 8 o'clock hour on Mondays. He's still going to be here. He's just going to take over hosting the show instead. So he will be the person who actually is behind the microphone, sitting in the big chair, although we don't have any chairs here today. But he's going to be the one who's going to, and hopefully we'll have the phones connected in time for him to take calls from you. But if not, I know we're going to have all kinds of folks coming through here to talk about everything going on with this new Cape Air service from New Bedford to Boston. That's why we're here today. We're celebrating the launch of it, the very first flights, and